500 feet from up there to down here. They soar and roar over Camp Aaron and eventually end up here in the bay at Elk Neck State Park. The zip line. It's another activity for the kids at this bereavement camp to face fear and tackle the obstacles in life, like losing a loved one.
Come on, you can do it. You're there. You got it. You got it.
Sometimes it takes a little encouragement and support to get going.
I'm going to double check it all for you, all right?
Has anyone ever fallen off?
No. No one's ever fallen off.
All right.
Have you ever done this before?
No.
I feel nice and snug?
Yep. Right, so you just hold on and then let go?
You don't let go. We're going to hang on the whole time.
Oh, okay.
We're just going to step off, all right? One, two, three, and go.
You just came down the zip line. As you're coming up out of the water, tell me what it was like.
At first, it was scary. Then, once I did it, it wasn't scary no more. It was fun.
What were you thinking about when you were just about ready to hit the water?
I'm going to hit it hard.
Did you?
Yes.
You going to hit it again?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Summer camp activities can really help when children are just trying to cope with death, says Camp Aaron founder Karen Moyer. She's married to former Oriole pitcher Jamie Moyer. The couple started Camp Aaron years ago.
Some of these kids probably had more fun than they've ever had in their lives. Swimming, zip line, camp activities, people that surrounded by so many people that love them. That in itself can be empowering.
Not all the fun is happening outside. Inside, the campers get hooked into harnesses and head up the rock climbing wall.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Rock by rock, 12-year-old Guan Taylor tries to make it to the top of the wall.
You're doing great. You're doing great, man. I'm telling
you. Good job, buddy. I'm scared.
Nothing to be scared about, man. I got you.
Much like taking life day by day after his loved one died, Guan keeps pushing up the wall.
I got to keep working at it until I'm done. I ain't going. I'll try not to take no break and just try to keep going, even though I may get tired, but you got to keep going. I got to the top.
What did that feel like when you reached the top?
Achieving. And I was happy.
And Camp Aaron founder Jamie Moyer says the volunteers never lose sight of their goal.
You hope over this short period of time over the course of the weekend that, you know, maybe the influence of this camp and the people at the camp can allow these kids to understand and allow them to let go a little bit and grow through this experience and turn it into a positive experience in their life.
Next, heading home. Will Camp Aaron make a difference?
It's been good because you know what they've gone through and it helps.
I'm John Patty.
I'm Ann Kramer, WBAL and WBAL.com.